I don't know about you guys, but I like using Jaws, and I've been using Jaws now for a while. But one thing I've found about it is I've kind of learned enough to get me by, but I feel there's a lot in Jaws that I could learn, a lot more I could learn. And I just don't know of anywhere I can find any kind of resource that basically helps me learn these features. Even the basic stuff when I was learning at the beginning, there was nothing I could really go to that was clear, that made sense, that was basically built for an idiot like me. And that's the problem, because it's all very well saying, well, you know, there are websites you can go to and they've got, well, detailed tutorials. I don't want detailed tutorials, and I don't want to go on a university degree course. I just want to learn how to use the software, and it shouldn't be that complicated. So am I doing something wrong?
Well, there actually are a lot of utilities out there for learning it. I mean, Jaws does have quite a good help system within its own program. If you go there, there are keyboard shortcuts and stuff like that. You can go to freedomscientific.com/training, and there's a whole pile of stuff there. It depends how you want to learn. It depends what you want to learn and how you want to learn it. You know, if you want to listen to podcasts or, you know, downloaded MP3 tutorials, then there's absolutely loads of people out there that have done them. If you want to read something like books or guides, well, that they might be sort of lesser, but I think they exist. And if you want one-to-one training, I suppose you could pay for that. But how else would you want to learn it?
Well, no, I think you make good points. I mean, there are various ways to learn. And you're right. You know, Freedom Scientific offer a range of tutorials on their website. I must admit, I found those. And they are free, yes. But they, I found them a little bit complicated. Maybe it's just me. Is it me? I mean, I don't know. I feel when it comes to learning this stuff,
it's him and it's Sean. It's him.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. The answer to your question is yes,
I do agree. Actually, to some extent, seriously, I do agree. I think we just want some basic, you know, even if there was a nice list somewhere, and there may well be, perhaps there is in Jaws Help, but it's extracting the list of keyboard shortcuts and how to do's, just some simple how to do's. Would be really useful, wouldn't it?
I think
it?
That's what it comes down to. I mean, Stephen, just the fact that you're asking the question, is it me? You know, you're coming at it from someone who's new to screen readers, which is a way that many people are going to come to it. And if you're finding there's issues there with learning, then there's issues there. It's not a case of just being specifically down to you. There is lots of free resources on Freedom Scientific itself. But don't they offer some sort of, when you actually purchase Jaws, don't you get some sort of one-to-one training or?
No. You have to pay for that.
That is extra, is it?
Oh, God, yeah.
There's the problem.
Sorry, but certainly in this country that you have to pay for it. If you want training, you've got to cough up for it. I don't know what the situation is abroad, but certainly here, I would imagine it's the same. Freedom never miss a trick in taking money, so you know they're gonna charge you for it, and that is, you know, that is really the bottom line. But I think it would be nice to have, as you say. I've been using Jaws now since 1999, and there's loads of stuff I don't know about Jaws. I would never claim to be a trainer or certified. I'm certifiable, yeah. I thought I'd get that in before you guys did. But seriously, I mean, I've just learned what I know from just picking up tips from other people, mm-hmm. or I've just accidentally come across a command that I find works. I don't know loads of stuff about Jaws. To me, it's just so bloated these days, full of bells and whistles that nobody really cares about. And you're just going on paying this never-ending stream of stuff that they come out with. But having said that, it would be nice. And if anybody does know of any resources that are sort of simple, because you don't want to know about how to take the program apart. You don't really want to know about the kernel side of it and how it sort of works on your PC. A lot of people just want to use it for different things to get stuff done. And if that's all you want, then, yeah, I say there should be some simplistic things out there for us.
You know, something really simple like, you know, you see these instructional videos now when it comes to, apps or software or whatever, and they're very fun, they're very light, they explain what the program is, you know, what is this, how does it work, and, you know, even just very short descriptions. I think even that sometimes would be enough just to get people into it. I must admit, it's not a program. I often learn, and I have for many years, learned a lot of software just by playing with it. But I find with JAWS, that's not quite as easy because you need to know the commands in order to play with it. You can't just open it up and start using it. It doesn't work as simply as that. And of course, for a lot of people like me, coming to it from the point of view of someone who used to use the mouse a lot, you know, who started using the mouse with JAWS, and that's a bit of a no-no because it doesn't really make any sense what you're getting back from it.
Yeah, you need keyboard commands. And I'm pretty sure that in the JAWS help system, there is a list of keyboard commands, but the difficulty, I think, is extracting that into something tangible that you can actually, you know, keep as a Word file or send to an embosser or something like that.
It comes
down
to accessibility, funnily enough, again. How accessible is this information?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good being in the help file there, in the help menu itself of JAWS. I'm sure there's stuff in there, but how easy is it to understand? If you're coming out totally new to screen readers, you need concepts such as, you know, what's the PC cursor? What's the JAWS cursor?
Exactly.
You need these explained to you. And like Stephen said, in short, simple to understand bursts, either audio, video, or text, or however you want to do it. It should be out there. And fantastic. Yeah, like you said, Jackie, if someone does know, I'm sure there's so many podcasts out there. There's got to be some sort of absolute beginner's course to JAWS, or any screen reader comes to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's my big question this week to everyone. But I'm also thinking, you know, just on that, I remember a while back I learned a little bit, not much, but I learned a little bit about VoiceOver on the Mac. And what always interests me is how VoiceOver starts. At the very beginning, there's this very difficult voice. I must say, I wish they could change that voice at the beginning of VoiceOver, because every time I've tried to learn it, I actually fall asleep midway. Because he's such a low voice, and it's slow because you have to learn the system, and that's fair enough, and it's for people beginning, but it's just, I want to fall asleep somewhere.
I've turned that off long ago. Again,
but the point is that is available, and it does give you, if you stick with it and you can stay awake long enough, it will actually give you enough to get going. And once you're in, you can learn. I mean, for example, it points you to how to get to keyboard help, and from there's a lot of places you can go and get online, and you will find with VoiceOver lists of commands and what they do.
Yep. Yeah,
and I just thought it's so much easier.
VoiceOver's quite good in that respect, actually. And there is absolutely heaps of stuff out there. If you go to somewhere like applevis.com, you know, that is a real hub of Apple users putting together podcasts, guides. As you say, there are loads of commands. People have written books. The Mac is actually a very, very steep learning curve if you've been a Windows user. I have a Mac, and I've had it a while now, and I still find it really difficult to remember things. I just go and ask my husband, because he's quite good on it, and I just go and say to him, what's the keystroke for such and such? And if he doesn't know it, he'll go and look for it. He's quite a determined learner, if you like. He does it, he studies it, and he tries to learn it the right way, and then he's able to use it. But I can't learn that way. I just like to pick up a couple of keystrokes here and there, and then, you know, not worry about it too much, and then if I forget them, I'll go and ask somebody.
Well, it's funny. Sorry. Well, it's funny you saying that. My partner, she used JAWS for, I don't know, years, 7-8 years. And she only ever uses tab, left and right, and cursor keys.
Yeah, I know friends that do that.
That's it. She never used anything else. Now, there's got to be some sort of features she's missing out on there, you know, and some things are going to be inaccessible because she's not using it, the full features. But that's all she's ever learned, all she's ever needed.
Well, that raises a few interesting questions, because if people are using it like that, and I know people that do exactly the same thing, it almost feels like when they say to you, oh, well, that isn't accessible, you think, well, is it accessible? And you just don't know how to access it using this software because you haven't learned the software. So that creates a whole other problem. And I think not having that kind of even introductory guide can have a problem. I will say this, though, you know, as much as I was going to go down the Mac route, I'd got myself a little MacBook Air and all that stuff. I have to tell you guys, I sold it today. because I gave up
oh,
on it.
No,
I must say that the Apple people, the people out there who say I talk about Apple too much, will probably be lying on a floor somewhere right now.
Yeah, they're probably
absolutely
passed out.
Horrified.
Did you buy a Chromebook?
I didn't. No. No, I ended up getting myself a while back an iPad Pro, and I must admit, I thought I can't really justify both of these. And what I love about the iPad Pro is actually it has a function on it. When you press the command key in any window or application, it will tell you key commands relevant to that app. And I think that's really smart. I think it's actually a visual thing for other people as well. It's not just for blind people, it's for everyone. So you know how you can use the keyboard. That's really smart, though, because that also works with VoiceOver. So, you know, for that reason, you know, for example, you're in an email and you want to know how you can quickly forward it or delete it or whatever, or, you know, send it on or whatever you want to do, the key commands come up. So it kind of simplifies it all for you into this the relevant window you're in. And I think that's how you and I, Jackie, probably learn best, because it commits to my memory when I need it to commit to my memory. If you just tell me, oh, it's insert F1 or whatever, I'm just like, oh, yeah, whatever, don't know, I'll forget it tomorrow. I need it to be there at that moment. So, yeah, I think the bottom line is I'm not being critical, and I genuinely am not being critical of Freedom Scientific or JAWS with this. I'm just suggesting. And what I want someone to say is, yes, yeah, Stephen, have you tried this? And then this whole world opens up to me of commands and answers. But so far,
exactly, and I'm sure that's out there somewhere.
I honestly believe that it is. I believe if it's not within the JAWS system, which I think it actually is, it's a question of extracting it, knowing where to go to get it.
Yep.
If it isn't, I'm sure that somebody has done something like that out there. The trouble is that it changes, with so much regularity that you know, that can be a bit off-putting as well, because I know the basic commands don't change, but then sometimes you go in there looking for something and you find there's a command that was there before that isn't there now, and things like that can be a bit confusing.